In single motherhood, provision can feel urgent every day. There may be meals to prepare, children to transport, bills to pay, laundry to finish, work hours to manage, school messages to answer, appointments to schedule, and emotional needs that show up at bedtime. It is understandable if you sometimes feel like your whole identity has become provider, protector, problem solver, and planner. Those responsibilities matter. Loving your children includes real work, but your responsibilities are not the source of your worth. You are a daughter before you are a provider. That sentence may feel hard to receive, especially if you grew up feeling overlooked, if a man abandoned responsibility, if family members criticized you, or if church people made you feel like your life was a warning story instead of a beloved life. But in Christ, your identity begins with the Father's love. You are not valuable because you keep everything together. You are not loved only when your house is calm, your children are behaving, your finances are steady, or your emotions are controlled. You are loved because God has set His grace upon you in Jesus Christ. Colossians 3 tells believers that their life is hidden with Christ in God. That means your deepest life is not exposed to every opinion. It is held by Christ. This is especially important for mothers. A mother can love her children deeply and still feel tired. She can be faithful and still need help. She can be strong and still cry. She can be grateful for motherhood and still grieve what is missing. Receiving your identity as a daughter of God does not make you less responsible. It makes you less alone. You do not have to provide from panic. You can provide from belonging. You do not have to parent from shame. You can parent from grace. You do not have to prove you are a good woman by carrying everything without support. You can ask for help with self-respect. You also do not have to stop being a woman because you are a mother. God-designed womanhood includes your faith, your body, your mind, your emotions, your strength, your beauty, your wisdom, your boundaries, your desire for healthy love, and your hope for the future. Being a daughter before you are a provider helps you remember that your children need more than your exhausted performance. They need a mother who is being loved by God, formed by Christ, and supported by wise people. You are not a machine. You are not only a worker. You are not only a parent. You are a beloved daughter, an entrusted mother, and a God-designed woman. Reflection question. Where have you been trying to earn worth by carrying more than God has asked you to carry alone? Gentle next step. Ask God to show you one responsibility that needs support, not shame.